So I'm speaking now with Emily, the Operations Director of Southside here in Lincoln. For anyone who doesn't know, who is Southside and where are you based?
So Southside is, I guess, Lincoln's newest venue. We are based down at the bottom of the High Street. So when you get to the roundabout where you can see the South Common, you look to the right and there we are. It looks like a church, but actually there's a real secret hidden inside.
So is the South Common the thing that made you say, let's call this Southside?
Actually, it was a real kind of light bulb moment, and we thought, that's quite catchy, you know, we'll stick with that. But mainly the reason is, you know, it is the south side of the city. Everything that you see in Lincoln, I guess, cultural activity and events tends to happen, you know, in the centre or up the top. Lincoln's beautiful. We love its heritage. We love Castle and Cathedral and everything it has to offer. But the city's bigger than that. And there's a huge, you know, percentage of Lincoln's population that lives down this end where we're based. So we liked, yeah, calling it Southside to sort of say, hey, we're here. You know, this side of the city is here. So we hope to liven it up down there.
Definitely. It's good to see kind of an artsy venue that's not in the cultural quarter, as it's called, and definitely in an accessible place as well for people that need that kind of accessibility.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are on the bus route as well, so people can come from further out, Hycombe Way or wherever. But we're, in terms of accessibility, the whole building is accessible, so we really say, you know, anyone is welcome. But yeah, it is a really good position in the city. You know, you can't miss it. It's a huge, striking building on that roundabout. And that feels like one of the two main ways into the city. So lots of people passing it every day.
So obviously you've been open for a few months now, but how long has this project kind of been in the making, and what are your aims for the city with Southside?
So we had been looking for a space for quite a long time, but we couldn't quite find what we were looking for. It was either too small or too huge and out of the budget. So we came across this place, and it's taken us 2.5 years to get the keys, which was actually last April, May time, but it took us about 6 months to clean it and clear it because it was a real mess. So as soon as we saw this space, you know, 3 years ago now, we were cooking up all sorts of ideas and going, well, we could do this, you know, what about a venue, and what about offering it for all of these other things? So, yeah, we're always full of ideas, and now it's finally coming to fruition, and we're so excited.
Is that the reason it took so long, partly because of COVID, is it? Or
partly, I won't say too much, but it was a bankruptcy sale, so lots of niggly, you know, faffy legalities and processes to go through. But we stuck with it, and here we are, and we're very happy.
So obviously we were chatting before this about how the different arts venues across the city have different identities. What would you say is the identity that you guys at Southside want going forward?
Yeah, Southside, we're aiming to be that kind of, we're filling the gap. So we know that the Drill and Theatre Royal and Engine Shed and LPEC and all these amazing spaces, they have their own thing. And you look at their programme and you go, you know what it is, you know what you're going for. But Lincoln is lacking at the moment that kind of smaller venue size, which can house, you know, up to about 200 standing. So in terms of music, our space is really perfect for that up and coming national artist, but also that grassroots underbelly of Lincoln. But also the space lends itself to, you know, any genre of music. It can go from classical to indie and folk, and, you know, you name it. We have the capabilities to do that. But also we can house, you know, theatre and dance and workshops, and if people want to run classes for the community, whether it be yoga, or we have the rock choir in and things like that. So it's a really, really versatile space.
I think it's good as well that it's not a kind of usual theatre-y venue. It's, you know, in a church, it's reclaiming that. And, you know, we've seen that done so well with Star and Lincoln up at the cathedral over the years. So it's good to kind of bring a different life back into that space.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we also see it in lots of other cities. You know, there's, you know, of course, London is full of them, but it, you do see them a lot there. There is another in Leeds called Left Bank Leeds. They're all over the place where, you know, organisations are repurposing these buildings that might, you know, end up going to ruin if they're not taken over. We're grade two listed, so, you know, we have lots of planning permission requests to put in for things that we want to do. And it isn't about changing the building in any way, because we love what it is, and it's about respecting its heritage and, it, and its historic identity. But how it kind of interesting and exciting to just kind of change up what you're doing inside of that building compared to what it once was. So, yeah, you do see it around, and it's done really well. So we have used others around the country to kind of draw some inspiration for what we want to do.
I think as well for the artists and singers, the performers particularly that are there, the acoustics in a church are totally different, and they may, it may mean that they can hear their music in a different way.
Yeah, so we're really lucky. We've got two spaces actually. So what you see from the street is the old church, but actually tucked in behind there, which is accessed via the car park on Colgrave Street, is the former Priory Centre, I believe it was called, which is a very different space. It has a stage, it has a sprung floor, so it's a bit more gig-like. So the church is much more aimed at, yeah, that kind of more classical, maybe. It's got incredible acoustics. We can't wait to bring in that more traditional programme throughout the summer. We've actually been temporarily using it for our commuter jazz events and various other things that I'll tell you about. And we found that it isn't great for things like drums. We do have to baffle it quite a lot with it being such a huge live space. But that does have its absolute positives for other types of music. So we keep the more band-heavy live stuff in the other space. But yeah, the fact that we have those two different, very different rooms, we're just so lucky.
So you recently had Ben Simmons perform there, who's a fantastic local musician. What other events do you have coming up at Southside in the near future?
Yeah, so in March, our next one is actually tomorrow. Thursday the 16th is our folk night, which we do monthly. That's 7 p.m. Then we have Commuter Jazz, which is a long-standing Lincoln event. It's been going, gosh, for must be 7 or 8 years now. It used to be at the LPAC, actually. Then after COVID, moved uphill somewhere, and they're really happy now that they've got a space they can call home. So that's Friday, Commuter Jazz, and that's 5 till 7. So perfect time, straight after work, come and have a drink, enjoy some jazz. Then on Saturday, obviously we're going into St. Patrick's weekend, we've got a Cayley, so lots of dancing and calling and yeah, lots of fun, and there'll be food as well. And then into next week, we've got something called the Snug Sessions. Now, this one is a little bit of a selfish event, I guess, but in our other hat, which is we're a production company, we already film sessions with local artists, and that's part of our sort of supporting grassroots music in the county projects. We'd be doing this anyway. We would be bringing some artists in, filming them in a session and putting it on our YouTube and pushing it and supporting them. But we thought, well, we've got this space, so why don't we just open the door and let an audience in? So we did our first one last month, and it was so lovely. We've made it really cozy with plants and rugs and, you know, sofas, stuff like that. So that's a perfect one for a really relaxed midweek gig. So that's next Thursday. And then next Sunday, we've got our first, it's called the Naughty Night Market. And people go, what does that mean? It is essentially just an alternative craft market, arts and crafts. So we say naughty, it was a bit fun play on the words, but actually it can be anything from really calorific cake to a, you know, a plant pot with body parts on, I'll say. Or it could be that you could get your tarot read, or there's skincare and body care. You know, it's a real mixture of things. So we really can't wait for that. We've got some artists playing in the background, and the bar will be on, and we'll create a real environment there. And then on the 29th of March, we bring our jam night back. We've brought that in, and it's a monthly event, and we've done two so far. And I can't tell you how incredible the response has been. It's not an open mic. We really want to stress that. You know, we want it to be a jam. There's organic moments where nobody on the stage knows each other and they're all just enjoying music and supporting each other and having a great time. We now have 93 members on its Facebook page after doing two, and it's in the middle of the week in Lincoln, and we're getting 60 people come, which is just incredible. So we're really, really excited about that. And because it's gone so well, it's made us sort of come up with a project that we want to do. We're kind of cooking it up. Because people have said to us whilst they're there, you know, this is a real lifeline for me. You know, this is really improving my mental health and, you know, various other things. So we're really looking at how we can use that and go, well, here's a space, you know, get you out the house, meet some new friends, you know. So it's doing really well. Then we have the University of Lincoln's Chamber Choir, Chamber Ensemble, coming to us next Thursday the 30th. And they're bringing their folk band as well. And that will be in the church space because the acoustics for that will just be beautiful. And finally, on the 31st of March, we've got Commuter Jazz back. It's also worth saying we've got our first wedding fair on Sunday the 2nd of April as well, which we can't wait for. Yes, we're a venue. We want to house loads of music and creative outputs, but the space is also perfect for weddings and corporate events and conferences and charity galas and all these things. So we thought, let's throw a wedding fair, support loads of local suppliers, but also just open the doors and say, come and have a look. You know it's there, but have you ever been in? So we've got a couple of weddings in this year. And for that, people are coming to us because, you know, they don't want the hotel vibe. They want something different and they want to dress it how they want. You know, if you want a Marvel wedding, do it. We're really open. Dress it how you want. But if you want just a really beautiful space that is a little bit more flexible, we're that too. We're here for anything. So real mixture of things coming up in March and April.
I think it's the perfect time to do a wedding fair, actually. A lot of people start thinking about weddings or are planning on getting married in kind of summertime. Yeah. So the perfect time of year to have one. If people wish to perform at your venue, how can they do so?
Best thing to do is simply email us at hello@southsidelinks.com. That's links with an S. Or you can head to the website and find it all there. It's southsidelinks.com. And we're really open to, you know, yeah, we're predominantly music. So any genre, come to us. Up and coming, grassroots, whatever it is, just drop us an email and say, I play in a band or I do this or I'm solo, or just get in touch and then we know you're there. The more we can have on our lists, you know, we can get in touch for the next one and the next one. You know, but also we're not just music. If you're a dancer and you have a dance group, or if you are theatre or experimental sound or whatever, we are absolutely open to hearing from you. So please do, yeah, give us an email and say hi.
So nothing's kind of off limits in a sense. If you are looking for a venue, something a bit different, as we say, to the usual ones, do get in touch with them. What kind of performers are you looking for? You've mentioned kind of up and coming, but are you open as well to kind of people that perform regularly in Lincoln and things like that?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh gosh, yeah. If you're a regular performer, if you're really experienced, if you're regional, you know, or national, we'll absolutely welcome. I mean, like I say, we're not going to step on anyone's toes that's happening in the city. But we have had people approach us that are kind of up and coming level around the whole country, that are starting to get onto festival lineups, you know, in that kind of BBC intro level. So there's that. But then we've also had tribute bands, big things, get in touch for next year. So we're already looking ahead. And we're really open to anything. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we can't just say, yes, we'll do it all. But we want to hear from it all to see what is out there that is looking for a space. And we want to see if we can help.
So you mentioned as well that, you know, for some of your events, you've had 60-odd people there. There is, as you said, there is a car park nearby. But if Things start going really well and, you know, there's not enough car. Is there any other car parking nearby?
Yes, we're really lucky. That was one of our very first things that we looked into before signing on that dotted line, because the last thing we want to do is encourage people to park in the residential streets surrounding us. So we do have a small car park. When we've got a gig on, it's prioritised for the performers or anyone with a disability. But we also have access to the edge of the South Common where the football use on match days. So all we need to do is request the date, which we'll sort out, but we'll always put on each event on our website or on our social media whether that car park is available. If it's, you know, under 100, well, actually, I'll say 60 plus, yeah, we'll start opening it because we really don't want to be pestering locals. But actually, most people are walking. We're getting very small numbers driving. And that's also because people want a little drink during the midweek, which is great. So we do have capacity. We have a much, much bigger space over the road and it is just a stone's throw. So, yeah.
So I think, as always, you're not just looking for performers. People can get involved in other ways, I imagine, not just performing. I presume you're looking for members of the team to join and things.
Yeah, absolutely. We are a teeny tiny team, so there is growth to happen. We will always say, get in touch, let us know your skills. You know, as a venue, we need things like tech specialists, you know, audio engineers, you name it. And although we're kind of managing at present, you're always going to need new people and we're always going to be growing. So absolutely get in touch. As an audience member or as someone who wants to get involved in any classes or workshops or activities that you might see, again, just get in touch with us via our email or keep up to date via our social media and newsletter. You can sign up to the newsletter on the website. And we always put the most up-to-date information on there, whether it is a job that's come up or it's a new workshop that's gone live or anything like that. That's the place.
And your website has a contact us page. It's such a great website. It's quite clean, tidy. I always appreciate a good website. And where can people keep up to date with all things Southside?
Yeah, so again, very much get... I know it's always the sign up to our mailing list, which is really annoying, but we don't want to annoy people. It is purely for saying, don't miss out on this event next week. If you like folk, you might like this one. So the mailing list sign up is on the website and our email address is there. You can get through to our social media pages from the website as well. But on everything, we are Southside Links with an S. So you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on our website. And yeah, we'll keep you posted. We'll have all our events on there. Any community activities, you know, classes, you name it, we put it all on.
And we'll share those socials on our social media after the interview today. Thank you very much for coming in and giving me your time. I hope it all goes really well. And I'll definitely be coming to some of the events.
Thank you for having me.